Do some of your friends believe that Adam and Eve were legendary figures and were not real people at all? If so, they are headed in the wrong direction. And we'll tell you about the danger therein on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
I saw a video on the Biologus website entitled Paul's Adam. Even the title caused concern. The Apostle Paul alludes to Genesis in a number of places in his epistles, but two places in particular refer directly to Adam. These are Romans 5 and 1 Corinthians 15. In both cases, Adam is compared to Jesus. When I watched the video, I heard the featured theologians say that Paul got it wrong. These supposedly Bible-believing theologians were explaining that Adam was never a real person, but that they did not expect the Apostle Paul to know that, and therefore the lesson drawn by Paul is still true. The lesson that Paul draws, in brief, is this. Adam was our representative in Eden. Jesus was our representative on the cross. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. The analogy made between Adam and Jesus in both passages is so close that logic would tell us that the lesson would be undermined if Adam did not exist. It seems that some self-avowed conservative theologians are playing with fire these days. The idea that it's okay if Paul was wrong is not an acceptable answer. The more humble approach is to acknowledge that if Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, told us that Adam was real, then he most certainly was.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcasts anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.